think I asked you this question in Delhi, but your answer was very short, about the importance or non-importance of the of Radha and Krishna in our bhajan. And say when we are chanting japa, what is the importance of pictures like this, especially pictures showing Krishna in Madhurya, and pictures, are they, what is their importance?
Only for a moment they can do anything. Very little effect. But remembering the pastimes of Krishna, according to many which are uncool to us, favorable. By and by, this will affect more. Not photo, but to some extent. So we should try to chant and to remember according to our stage. I am worthiness, so doing offenses, no Vaishnava Sangha. Anartha there, for this we should be, and after that the pastimes of Krishna according to our ruchi, this will help much. Rupa Goswami slok, Tannam Rupa Charitadi Sukrishnam, Kramena Rasana Manasi Niyasya, Tithan Braje Tadanuragi Janangam. Kalam Nayet Akhilam Ishu Padeshasar. We should try to follow Raghunath Das Goswami Rupa Goswami. For Vaidhi Bhakti and Raghunatha both. We can follow Jaiva Dharma also, Srila Bhakti Vinod Thakur. Srimad Bhagavat will be so much helpful in this. But explanation of Vishwanatha Chakravarti Thakur and Sanatana Goswami or Jiva Goswami will help much. If we remember the pastimes of Krishna, we'll have to go through. Because everywhere, everyone has followed Venu Geet, Bhramar Geet, Gopi Geet, Jugal Geet, and all others of 10th canto. Yashoda, Nanda Baba, Sakha, Sakharas. In Chaitanya Chaitanya, examples are being given from Srimad Bhagavat. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu also, if he speaks anything, he takes the sloka of 10th canto. All other are also important, but 10th canto. When Uddhava is coming from Krishna, and Krishna has gone in his aprakat dham. Hello? When he is coming and meeting with Vidur. And Arjuna is meeting with Yudhishthira. This chapter is also so much important. Especially 21 of 10th canto. 21. It is of Purvarag and also of the Pralambha, or Sadha. No question to ask?
In the Lap Krishmanjali, when Radharani takes prasadam, she takes the remnants of Krishna only. Now, I saw one picture of Radha and Krishna taking prasadam together. Did that ever happen?
It is out of etiquette and error. Srimati, offer to Krishna, and the remnants only the all day, not in one dish, both are taken. In midday lila pastime, gopis and Krishna are sub. At that time, gopis are offering mahaprasadam to Krishna, fruits and all these things. And after that, Krishna goes to take rest. And he is not taking rest, he is lying down. Yes. Imitating that he has slept, but hearing all these things, and gopis are taking remnants of Krishna and talking. Krishna is hearing everything. We should know that Krishna is Visha and all are servants. Srimati Radhika also serves Krishna. So always she will be in mood of service, not taking meal together or life. So
I thought that picture was bogus.
It is wrong, bogus. In ISKCON I see that something I've heard that they offer bhog, prasadam, Radha and Krishna both, Lalita, Visakha and all others. But we in all other Gaudiyamas offer. We give to Srimati Radhika that she will give Krishna, offer Krishna. And after that, everyone takes. Both are taking meal at a time. Our first day offer to Gurudev and then to Krishna. First they do aarti to Gurudev and with the same Pradeep. them, they do to Radha and Krishna or Chaitanya Mahaprabhu Nityananda. Is there?
There's some controversy in this kind of standard seems to be more, the standard seems to be more coming to the other Gaudiya. Would that be?
Yeah.
To where they don't offer first to Gurudev, but first to Krishna.
Take permission.
Pushpanjali first.
First taking permission.
Only Pushpanjali first, Guru and up Parampara, yeah. And this, then this everything else down from Krishna down.
No, sometimes I've heard that they offer to Gurudev, bhog also.
It was like,
yeah,
that,
it's like that
only, but now it is changing.
Changing.
To the
It should be changed.
Mm-hmm.
Anyhow, it was done. But it should be changed. First give to Guru, but we should see that Guru is offering to Radha and Krishna and Gaur Nitai or Gaur Gadadhar or Jagannath or Ram. And this remnant should be given to Guru. Also, where is Krishna and Radha and Gurudev is there. First, Radha and Krishna should be given aarti, pradeep and all this. Then to Krishna, Gurudev. But where there is a separate mandir of Gurudev, which should be? In Navadvip, in Samadhi Mandir we have our Gurudev Sivigraha. And Radha and Krishna and all are in this another Mandir. We first do aarti of our Gurudev. And then we do aarti of Gaur-sundar or Radha Krishna.
Not at the same time.
First to Gurudev. But in a mandir, in the same mandir, if Gurudev and Krishna is there, Mahaprabhu is there, then Mahaprabhu and Krishna should be done first arti and then Gurudev, that the same pratik will be given to Gurudev.
Bhanumati
Manjari. Vetarupa Manjari. She serves Radha and Krishna. Very important figure.
She is does she have any speciality?
Like Rupa Manjari, any special service she does.
And in Chaitanya
Lila? I don't.
Chaitanya,
it may be, but I don't remember. Only we can remember eight Manjaris or eight Sakhi. And Ananga Manjari. Afterward, they will recognize them. At first, Baldi Bhakti, and then mixing, and then pure. Without Baldi Bhakti, we cannot
times.
Move.
Yeah. She's mentioned many times in different places, so I was curious to know who she was. Vishwanath Chakravarti prayed to her. And she's mentioned in other places, so I was wondering who she was and what she was doing. What about this Gopi Chandan in Dwarka? Gopis went to Dwarka sometimes. They didn't go. Even when Krishna left planet, because there's some story there that they went there. But I didn't think it was proper thing.
We have heard that in any Puran it is written that once Krishna wanted to preach the Mahatma of Gopis and he wanted to show Mahishi that Gopis are so much great. Narada once came to Krishna and Krishna was doing pretending that I am sick, so much headache. Narada asked that what is the remedy. Krishna told that if any my most superior bhakta will give his charanadhuli, dust of feet, I will surely be cured. He told that who is that bhakta? He told that like yourself, you can give foot dust and I will be cured. I am not so bhakta. And my feet dust, if I go give this feet dust to you, then I will have to go
in hell.
Hell. We should not do. And I am not so bhakta. So he could not give. Then Narada went to Rukmini Saptadhama and all others and requested to give feet dust. They told that he is our husband. The lady cannot give the feet dust to his husband, especially on the head. So we cannot give. Then Narada went to Braja and he told to others, but they were not ready. But when they went to Gopis and told, Gopi at once became ready that we want to go to hell and any other place. Krishna should be happy and cured. So they give so many dust. Every gopi told that, I am giving first. So every went to the path where there was so much dust and took dust on their feet and then again clean it. So that so much dust was gathered and Narada took on his head and went to Dwarka. Krishna took that dust and became very pleased and rubbed on her head and all his head. And the rest he kept in a pit.
Oh, that's
so with the touch of that feet dust, every that whole compound became Gopi Talab. And Krishna usually used to take this dust on his head also to do tilak and told himself that if anyone takes this gopi talav dust and make it feel up, I will be so much pleased. I will be Basibhu. So, this is gopi talav. By the touch of that dust, big compound become Gopitala. And from their touch, others became like this. As Chaitanya Mahaprabhu went for India, especially in Dakshin, South India and North India, wherever he went, he told that you should take Harinam. Amar Agyaya Guru Haya Taro Ei Desh. You know the meaning?
Yeah.
By my order.
Tell everyone you meet.
You should be Guru and tell Krishnam to everyone and order them that you will take Harinam and tell him that Amar Agyaya Guru Haya Taro Ei Desh. I told, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu told to me, Amar Agyaya Guru Haya Taro Ei Desh. And told that this same pad means this song, tell to him. I told to him and ordered him that Amar Agyaya Guru Haya Taro Ei Desh. And he told to you, and he told that you should remember this name and take name and give it to others. Amar Agyaya Guru Haya Taro Ei Desh. And he ordered that you should also tell to others. No? So by touch to another and to others. Where he went, whole but this
country
became bhakta. So a dust meets a dust, makes it gopi, gopi raj. And that raj becomes gopi raj, and he touches
another raj, becomes gopi raj.
All become gopi tala. You should be always first guru and then teach. Then initiate. First you should be guru. Guru means no attachment with worldly desires and all these things. Bhakbal, Krodhveg, Jiva Udara Prasthaveg. To leave all these vegs and be guru. And then to tell others.
In Dwarka, they say there's a place, they say gopis came here. But I never thought it was true. How could they leave?
There are so many.
They say when Krishna left planet, they came here. Everybody came here.
No. There are so many stories which are against Shastra.
Yes.
So many. In Vrindavan too,
mm-hmm.
In Mathura too,
mm-hmm.
They don't know Bhagavat and they tell like this. In Gokul, they tell all Gokul, Vasis now, that Krishna was appeared, he took birth in Mathura and from Mathura he went to Gokul. All. But only Chaitanya Mahaprabhu followers tell this, that Krishna came in the womb of Yashoda. Heard that gopis hit dust and it was fell into the gopi tala and Krishna came there and he wept there, so his tears plus that chandhuli next as chandan.
Maharaj, yesterday I've been reading, we have translation of Salamala, poems of Rupa Goswami. And I'm asking you, I saw a slight difference, the way he was praying and the way Vilas Kusumanjali is praying. The English translation is too, you may know the Sanskrit, a list of requests and a vine of hope. So, just like Raghunath Goswami is saying, may I put the Sundara mark on Radharani, may I do this for Radharani. And Rupa Goswami seems to be, he's describing himself as a servant of Radharani, but almost equally to Krishna. May I put the garland on Krishna and the garland on Radharani. May I do for Krishna, may I do for Radharani. Could you explain that? Is that,
I will see.
Because I thought you explained that they would not do that. In Vilas Kusumanjali, she would only serve Radharani.
Both are the same, but sometimes they serve both, but especially Radharani.
That could also be part of service to Radharani, that she...
Because Radharani will please more if anyone serve to Krishna. So they do like this. But yet, our Goswami, anyone wants to serve Srimati Radhika. And by her order. But not, they will carry all orders of Radhika. Those orders which are from inner, they will follow. But the orders which are for testing gopis, they will not carry. Understand?
They are very clever.
Very clever. They know that what orders are orders and what orders are for examination. They know. If Srimati Radhika will order a gopi that take this garland and go there, he is in the kunj there, and you should give that garland in his neck, she will not carry out this order. You know that, oh, my Swami is taking my examination. Then Srimati will laugh. Oh. So our Lord Goswami are of this kind. There are speciality in six Goswamis. They are all majid, but some speciality. Here lakhs and lakhs of devotees, but not taste as same. Something will differ. Achha, we will meet again. Now, Vilas Kusumanjali the coming slok are so much sangharit. Understand? Related to Sringara. I think this should be not this close. Only one man, two men can have this. So, living you have done to what a slope?
Well, you've been reading from two different places.
Huh?
You have been reading from two different places. Hmm. You say that what's coming up now is very intimate, Sringara. Hmm. That's like 28. But previously you were reading up at text 48.
48, no?
Where the Nitya brought
prasadam. 25th.
Or in Bombay, you were reading in 46, 47, 48, 49. Then suddenly you went to the 20s.
Hmm.
But if you read this 49, that is...
49.
That is about offering prasadam. You did 48, did not do 49. Nana Vidhaya, Amitasara.
But all are a special Singar Bhav. After this, this look will go. You can read it, and if anything, you can question alone or with 2-3 persons. हंस देवी तिलकस्य समन्तात् बिंदवो अरुण सुगंधि रसेन कृष्ण मादक महौषधि मुख्य धीर हस्तम किं परिकल्प्य. हंस देवी तिलकस्य समन्तात् फर्स्ट वाज सिंदूर सेवा. नाउ सिंदूर के नीचे ललाट, ललाट पर ऑन ललाट ही वांट्स टू डू समथिंग तिलक. देयर इज तिलक एंड in the midst of tilak, there is here tilak, round.
Yeah.
Here is round, like Purna Chandra, full moon. And in the full moon, there is khargosh. Rabbit, like rabbit. There is a lotus flower here, having 8
petals.
And in the middle, there is a very deep, reddish point. Within a reddish thing, lotus, and in on the outer of this round, now he is going to do anything. So Hansa Devi Tilakasya Samantar Bindavo Aruna Sugandhi Rasena O Srimati Radhike. At first he is seeing that there is a tilak and there are some dots. You see, there is a round thing here and this is a reddish in the midst lotus divided into 8 parts with very good art. And out of the full moon, Safed Bindu,
white dot,
of Safed and Aruna. Aruna means lal. Sugandhi Rasena, mixed with fragrant thing. He is doing there. Krishna Madhak Mahopadhi Mukhya, Dhiras Hastamih Kinkari Kalpa. O Devi. Devi means Jyotamana, who is playing and so beautiful. Jyotamana mein prakashi. Prakash means having glaze. And she plays with Krishna. So Devi, Kridasi. Krishna Madhaka Mahausadhi Mukhya. This will be the stilam. Will be Mahausadhi Mukhya. Maha Ausadhi means Mahausadhi means Basi Karana as a mantra. You know Basi Karana? In India, there are some mantra whose action are like
medicine.
Huh?
Like medicine?
Medicine to control anyone. In every respect, controlled. Basi Bhut. Krishna is, you know, Krishna is Sang Bhagavan. He has so many qualities. He is Dhir Nayak, Lalita Nayak. No? None Nayak in this whole
planet
is like Krishna. No one. Advitiya. And he is like a Karindra. Karindra, you know? Kari Indra. Mattahasti.
Mad
elephant. Like Krishna. Krishna is Rasi. And Rasaswaru, both. Rasi and Rasaswaru. And Srimati Radhika is Mahabhavaswarupa. Ras plays with Mahabhav. What is called Mahabhav? When there is main thing is prem. Prem, when it becomes so thick and ripe, then it is called sneha. Sneha, when so thick, will be transferred into man. Man into pranay. Pranay into rag. And when this rag will be so ripe in tree that no man ho jayega. It will be seen new and new. Then it is called anurag. All these are expressed in sadhak, sadhak or siddha, siddha, in ashra, not in bishar. We are explaining in ashraya jati. Ashraya, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Bhakta or the bhakta in Radhika and all aspects of that. That's up to prem. Sakha to rag are sometimes to a very little as anurag. Vatsalya comes to anurag. Rukmani Saptabhama also up to anurag, sometimes a very abhas of bhav, mahabhav. Only the sakhis of Srimati Radhika can have mahabhav. Radhika or Chandravali, both, they can have mahabhav. And this mahabhav goes up to Rudh and Adhirudh. Adhirudh Mallik may be found in Srimati Radhika. And it's two things, Madan and Madan, Modan, Malli in Srimati Radhika. So Srimati Radhika is called Mahabhav. So Mahabhav can satisfy a Ras or Rasik Krishna. Rasik Shekhar Krishna. All can satisfy Krishna, but not the full content. Content?
Extent.
Not the full extent. Only Srimati Radhika can satisfy. Krishna has so many desires, tests in so many ways. What Krishna likes, Srimati Radhika becomes like that. Another cannot do. So here, Mahamadaka, Krishna will not satisfy. In Rasasthali we see, there were numberless gopis. When Radhika went away from Rasasthali, all gopis are there, but they could not quench the thirst of Krishna. Krishna also at that time disappeared and went to such Srimati Radhika. So Krishna is an elephant met to all extent, Sima, understand, last termination. And that last termination is not fixed, unlimited. So this mad intent, if we will have to caught, we'll have to find that mad elephant. Only Srimati Radhika, that is Mahabhav, can bind that. No other bhav can bind. We see in Goswami's book, once in the Radha Kund, all sakhis were there. All men, Rajkat swap up. Srimati Radhika has come to worship Son. All sakhis are gathered there. but saw that Krishna is not here. Krishna has given word that I will certainly come at this time here at Radhakund. But time was going on and he could not come. But all were searching Krishna, where he is. Srimati Rupmanjari began to search where he is. He is in Govardhan anywhere. He had a parrot. She at once was left that souk, go and try where Krishna is. He flies in Akash,
sky,
and search here and there, and he came to Rukmanjari and told in signal that you can go to Gaurikund. You have seen Gaurikund. Very lonely place and anyone cannot go there.